From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal Podcast. Today is Friday, May 20th, and happy 76th birthday to Cher. Do you believe in life after love? I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Supporters for and against the cityhood of Lost Mountain have raised $30,000. Preserve West Cobb leads the funding with over $16,000. Cobb Chairwoman Lisa Cupid criticized the zoning board for unequal treatment to different parts of the county. These statements came after American Eagle Towing was approved in Commissioner Gambrill's district. Plus, we'll hear about all the fun events this weekend from MDJ Lifestyle editor Madison Hogan. We'll have all this and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
6789. Groups supporting and opposing next week's Lost Mountain cityhood referendum reported raising more than $29,500 from their supporters. Leading the pack is Preserve West Cobb, the group backing the proposal, which has collected $16,140 as of the May 9th reporting deadline. The largest supporter of that group, cutting a $5,000 check, is Mark Houston of unincorporated West Cobb. Houston is listed as the registered agent of a custom home building company, a property management company, and a car wash per state records. Other significant supporters of the group giving $500 each include Brad Hulsey, Michael Sorrells, David Brueger, Linda Fireman, Rebecca Harrison, and John Page. Preserve West Cobb went on to report $4,060 in unitemized contributions of $100 or less. With those funds, the Pro Lost Mountain group has spent $5,278 on signage. It reported $9,856 in cash on hand as of 15 days before the election. Across the aisle, Protect West Cobb, not to be confused with Preserve, and West Cobb Advocate, both anti-cityhood organizations, reported $12,102 and $1,330 raised, respectively. Lisa Cupid, chair of the Cobb County Board of Commissioners, criticized the county's zoning staff this week, saying she was angered by what she called the unequal playing field staff provides different parts of the county. The discussion was sparked during the commission's zoning meeting Tuesday in a case in which commissioners voted 4-1, with Chairwoman Cupid opposed, to approve two requests for American Eagle Towing, which is in Commissioner Kelly Gambrill's district. The first request was because the applicant allowed their business license to remain expired for more than 6 months. The applicant was required to come in and get an updated zoning distinction so they could continue their business. The business also needed to renew its special land use permit. The business on the 1800 block of Austell Road near the intersection of South Cobb Drive has been owned by Ray Murphy since 1986. In recent years, American Eagle Towing's property has received several citations from the county's code enforcement department for not having a business license, along with an excess of cars and the general state of the property.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away.
National Fishing and Boating Week, which includes two free fishing days, provides a reason to get outside and take advantage of the natural resources available in Georgia. Celebrate NFBW from June 4th through the 12th, according to the Georgia Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Resource Division. National Fishing and Boating Week began in 1979 and was created to recognize the tradition of fishing, to broaden the spirit of togetherness, and to share the values and knowledge of today's anglers with tomorrow's anglers. In the spirit of introducing new family members or friends to the sport of angling, Georgia offers two free fishing days, June 4th and 11th, during this special week. On these days, Georgia residents do not need a fishing license, trout license, or lands pass to fish.
All right, sir. Trying to tee off.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
The Walton girls golf team had its best state tournament showing in its history following the Class 7A tournament Tuesday at Chimney Oaks Golf Club in Homer. The Lady Raiders finished a program best second after shooting a two-day total of 20 over par 452. They trailed only Lambert, which won its third straight state title by shooting 9 under 423 to dominate the field. Harrison finished 9th with 572 and Hillgrove was 12th with 596. Mount Perrin Christian posted the top finish of any Cobb County boys team following the conclusion of the state golf tournament Tuesday. The Eagles shot a team score of 30 over par 606 at Dogwood Golf Club in Austell, finishing 2nd in the Class A private tournament, 26 shots behind champion Prince Avenue Christian. Darlington was 3rd, followed by Brookstone and Wesleyan. Marietta Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin led the celebration on the square Wednesday for Marietta High's championship boys track squad. Here's Matt Golden with more on that story.
Last week, Marietta's boys track team got to celebrate their state championship on their rival McEachern's home turf after winning the GHSA 7A state championships. On Wednesday, Mayor Steve Tumlin honored the team and coaches of the Marietta High School track team at the square with a celebration at Glover Park. Marietta High School's cheerleaders were also in attendance. Marietta has a storied history in track and field and has many state titles, but this is the first state title for the boys' track team since 2008 when they tied with McEachern. This year, it was an outright win. Congratulations to the team! For more on the story and on the GHSA track championships, please go to mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Governor Brian Kemp and the Georgia Department of Education have opened reimbursement applications for families of children with special needs to now include private school and homeschool programs through July 31st. The governor's office, the governor's office of planning and budget, and the Georgia Department of Education have worked in recent months to determine the best way to help those most severely impacted in a population that attended private schools or were homeschooled during the pandemic. Expenses that have been identified as eligible for reimbursement are those that are necessary to meet the challenges that these students face regarding educational achievement, personal development, and emotional well-being. The Smyrna Police Department is asking for the public's help in solving a fatal shooting that left one man dead Monday night. Police responded to a shooting in the 1600 block of Roswell Street, about a mile east of downtown Smyrna, around 10 p.m. Monday. There, they found Michael A. Izard Jr. of Smyrna, who had been shot and killed. Smyrna Police Lieutenant Louis Defense said Wednesday that Izard was shot by an unknown black male who fled the scene in a gray Honda four-door vehicle driven by an unknown black female. The suspects were last seen heading westbound on Hawthorne Avenue. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying the suspects and provided photos of the suspected shooter and getaway car. The male shooter should be considered armed and extremely dangerous. And now here's MDJ Lifestyle Editor Madison Hogan with this weekend's events.
Hey there, Cobb listeners. I'm Madison Hogan, the Lifestyle Editor of the Marietta Daily Journal. and editor of Cobb Life magazine. If you're like me, you probably catch yourself daydreaming about the weekend and wondering what your plans are. Well, if you don't want to spend another weekend binging a TV show on the couch, we've got plenty of events happening around town that will get you out and about. This week, we're highlighting five events happening this weekend in Cobb you won't want to miss. For a Saturday complete with entertainment, brunch, and mimosas, check out Sports and Social Atlanta's Divas Drag Brunch this Saturday, May 21st, at 11 a.m. The show is for ages 21 and older and will be held live at the Battery. This event is hosted by drag queen Yvonne Michelle, and it will feature five drag performers, a brunch menu, and specialty cocktails. There are four ticket packages available, including a bar seat with a mimosa, a table for two with two mimosas, a table for four with one mimosa pitcher, and a table for six with two mimosa pitchers. Come celebrate National Kids to Parks Day with Cobb County Parks at Leon Hall Price Park on Saturday, May 21st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This free event will connect kids of all ages to nature with fun activities like story walks, nature hikes, snake presentations, and more. Bring the whole family and enjoy National Kids to Parks Day. The annual Acworth Cobb Dragon Boat Festival returns on Saturday, May 21st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for its fifth year at Dallas Landing Park in Acworth, Georgia. Dragon boating is a race with colorful 40-foot-long boats complete with dragon heads and tails. Each dragon has 20 paddlers and a drummer as they compete in a race on the water. This year's celebration will support cancer patients and survivors in the community. The festival is open to all ages with food and cultural activities for all to enjoy. The event is free, but donations are welcome. Enjoy music and craft beer at Blast Beats and Brews, a one-day live music and craft beer event on Saturday, May 21st from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. This outdoor block party festival is open to all ages and will be held at the Beer Growler at 38A North Avondale Road at Avondale Estates. Tickets are free for children under 3 and $30 for all other ages. Tickets include a wristband, a festival cup, and the first three beers free for those 21 and older. There will be live music, craft beer, and art vendors. Outside food and drink are not permitted, and it requires either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test 72 hours in advance. For those looking to cool off from the summer heat, check out the Marietta 6th Grade Academy Drama Department's performance of Frozen Junior at the Marietta Performing Arts Center on Friday, May 20th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, May 21st at 2 p.m. This event is great for all ages, and tickets are available for $10. Hopefully, that'll give you some ideas for the weekend, and maybe I'll see you at an event or two. Be sure to tune in every week for updates on upcoming weekend events with the Out and About section. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for tomorrow's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.